Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm bringing so much energy because it's just an energetic day. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. Thank God you're bringing the energy. I'm really like...
We just sent Chloe, the intern, out for a banana. That's going to fix you right up.
I just like my blood sugar.
It's okay.
Thank
it's
you,
okay.
Chloe. Oh my God, I couldn't live without you.
Okay. We've got this. Okay. So today we're going to talk about the best way to sleep on your hair, which is a really interesting topic.
Yeah. I mean, how do we do it? How do we do it?
I mean, I know you just fall asleep and go, but no, there are details. Yeah. And then recycling beauty bottles. So much misinformation. We want you to recycle. We'll give you a little bit of the help. And then after that, a lovely, lovely listener wrote in asking about makeup that works for women over 60. Mm-hmm. And we have some seriously good tips that everybody's going to need someday, even if you're not 60 yet. So we'll get into that. Yeah. Who is our guest?
We have the fabulous Jackie J, who has enough energy to light up New York City. She is in from LA. She has the most amazing beauty podcast next to ours, Natribute. I'm so happy to have her. And, you know, we just have a laugh a minute. So I kind of miss her already. Is that weird?
Jackie Johnson, we miss you, but don't worry. We'll be on your podcast next week. So yes! If you guys like this episode, like the interview, go over and check out her episode to hear more of us, but also to hear more of her.
Yeah, she's amazing. You guys are going to love her podcast if you like ours. So, Jen, you know how I go to sleep like I crash every night with my head like soaking wet?
Yeah, we've talked about this because it's hot out and we've been air drying our waves.
Also, just like, it's just kind of been my MO since I was a little kid. Like, my mom would be like, oh my God, aren't you going to like dry your hair? Or like, at least like, you know, muss it up with a towel. And I'd be like, I don't have time. Or like, I'm tired. Like, I just never like,
you're
I don't
a night
know.
Shower and a good sleeper.
Yeah, I like the feeling of getting like a hot shower and then just, like, crashing. I don't know. I don't know if it's good for the hair, though. But anyway, I've always wondered, am I, like, messing up my hair? Is it breaking? And, you know, I don't know.
So hair is weaker when it is wet, as we've learned.
Yes, I learned that a little bit late in life. So, long story short, one of our fabulous listeners wrote in. She said, in your opinion and experience, what's the best way to wear your hair when you sleep? So, I, like, locked into that right away. I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Not wet.
Yeah, exactly. So, I asked celebrity hairstylist Kevin Mancuso, and he told me that he said that it all starts first with the pillow. He actually has seen great results from women who added a silk pillowcase to their bed ensemble. I always thought that they were a little like gimmicky, to be honest. But
yeah,
like,
but the slip is good.
You have a slip? You like it?
No, but I have a cotton pillowcase, and I will tell you, I definitely see breakage on the pillow when I use the cotton pillowcase.
Wow. Yeah, he said that the silk pillowcase reduces some of the physical aggression. It sounded so intense. That happens to hair, and it's also really gentle on your skin. He said if you wear your hair up or in a braid, you should definitely be like mindful of the tension that you use, so don't pull it too tight. Don't do like a really like cute top knot with an elastic. Like really keep it very loose.
Shit. I absolutely do that. You want to know why? Because I'll pull it up wet and tight and figure I'll blow dry it in the morning and it'll still be damp because it was so tight.
Right.
But that's not good.
No, huh? That's really bad. It's going to cause traction at the scalp level and over time, dun, dun, dun.
Traction alopecia.
Well, he used the more common term of hair loss. Oh. But nice, Jen. And he said also if you're coloring your hair on a regular basis, exposing it to sun and salt, be sure to like, if this is good for beachy weather, just be sure to wash the salt out daily, do a rich conditioner, a mask after each wash.
So dry hair or wet hair? Did he even weigh in on that? Because I feel like what I hear you saying is put in a nice loose braid with a soft scrunchy kind of thing, silk pillowcase. I feel like if you do all that, it's probably okay that it's damp, right?
I think so. And also just like keep everything loose. Like don't do these little, I think a lot of us want to like secure the style before bed.
Yeah.
No, everything should be loose. He actually recommended like silk fabric, like silk cloth, silk covered scrunchies. I actually did see that Slip is making one of those. Slip, like the brand that you like.
The eye mask brand.
Mm-hmm. Why can I not say this?
Because you need a banana.
Covered scrunchie. I really do, guys. Like if I don't eat like every like 3 hours, I am a bear. And if you sleep with your hair down, use a dry oil serum to tangle and brush through before you go to bed. It feels very Marsha Brady, but like it actually is a really good idea.
Just one more note on this whole thing. This is probably for someone with like hair that isn't textured or relaxed or anything like that, right?
Thank you, Jen. I need to be checked on this kind of thing sometimes.
Because you're talking about your own hair, and that's the thing about hair. Like you can only know what works for you, so. Yeah, this is probably pretty good for people with longish and less textured hair.
Yeah, and he did say that overnight treatments are gaining popularity. I remember when those first came out. Remember like Fakai was like one of the first to come out with these like overnight treatments.
Yeah.
He said that they work really well if you braid your hair or put them up so they can really just kind of like absorb.
Soak in all the goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, those are good tips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the loose braid with the soft scrunchie. I'm not getting a silk pillowcase though.
I'm not into the silk pillowcase. I do like the idea of a silk scrunchie, though.
I just feel like it's so Austin Powers or something. I don't know.
I like silk scrunchie. It feels very kind of like babe, like babe-alicious. I am actually really curious about this because I always feel very smug whenever I'm like done with something. I have one of my empties and then I throw it into my recycling bin, but I'm actually not totally sure if it's getting where it needs to go.
Okay, this is so funny. So I was at a big beauty event with a lot of beauty editors and corporate people, and they started up this conversation about recycling. It was mostly about things you use in the shower because people don't have the recycling bin in there, so they're less likely to recycle them. And I was like, I always just throw it in the sink, and then when I'm out, I'll bring it to the kitchen. I don't think that's the problem. I think it's that people don't know what can be recycled. So everybody was all like, you must take the caps off your bottles. You must take the caps off your bottles. And I was like, I need to look into this.
Yeah, I thought that the caps or like the pumps are like not recyclable. Okay. I'm a little confused.
Okay, according to the Association of Plastic Recyclers, which by the way, every municipality has a different recycling system, so your place could be different. But this is the group that covers like the generic all the recyclers.
Mm-hmm.
That is no longer the case. People thought you used to have to take the cap off because they were recycled at different facilities.
Yeah.
And I saw one article, a person was like, take the cap off, otherwise the workers have to manually remove it. I was like, there's nobody sitting there manually removing the caps. They do the sink and float thing. And so like they blow them off with air and then like the caps go down.
I didn't know that the
Association of Plastic Recyclers says is you no longer have to take off the caps. This is for plastic caps. However, and this is where I got screwed up, pumps. So a lot of my shampoos are like the fancier kind that have a pump.
Okay.
They often have a metal spring inside them, which you don't even think about. So if that goes in there, it's totally, you can't recycle that at all. So that sucks. So that I would take that cap off. So there's some two tips. Then I found two good websites for you to check out earth911.com. Mm-hmm. You can put in your zip code and what you're recycling, and they'll give you like an idea of how to do it. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, sorry, mm-hmm. how to recycle, which is so obvious.
Oh, I love that.
But I feel like the big lesson here is that like you have to look up your municipality's laws. I think a lot of people just throw it all in there and they don't realize.
But what if like my building, they just have like paper and then it's, you know,
everything else.
Bin for like aluminum, plastic and all that. So is this a situation where I might have to like bring my stuff to another facility?
There are places like TerraCycle where you can even get mm-hmm. boxes and they'll and you can send your stuff back in. But I would say put it in the other bin and hope for the best. Mm-hmm, however, mm-hmm. I just thought of one thing too.
What?
The labels. Remember we learned about the labels?
Oh, yeah. Taking the labels off, right?
Yeah. So I looked into that too. And it is the case at some places that if they can't get the label off, they will not recycle it. However,
Chloe.
The banana's here.
Oh, my God. She did me one better. Kettle cooked original. Wow.
Okay.
Naughty Chloe. Okay.
Okay, but the labels... Those are some loud-ass chips.
Sorry, guys. The show's about to get a lot better. Yeah. Chloe got the noisiest snack.
I mean, a banana's soft and chewy.
Discreet. Podcaster snack.
You got not just chips, kettle-cooked chips. the labels. Okay, so we heard from another beauty company that if you can't get the labels off, then you won't be able to recycle. But that's not always the case. The only time that is definitely true is with the labels that go over the whole thing. So the whole bottle is a different color because the label is like, you know, shrink wrapped onto it. So definitely read about that as well. And I would say when in doubt, go to your municipality's website and then pat yourself on the back, get a bag of chips because you just recycled.
Thanks, Jem. Hello.
She's back.
Back. Got that energy, got that calorie boost. My body requires a lot of calories to function.
You're a high-functioning machine. What can we say?
I require about 4,000 calories a
day. That's all that working out you've been doing.
Yeah. I haven't worked out for a couple of days. Can you tell?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if like, I was getting like blobby.
Not at all. You're beautiful.
Jen. Hmm. All right, so here's the scoop. One of our wonderful listeners, Monica, she wanted to know how women over 60 can look natural with, you know, using makeup. You know, I feel like we touched upon this a little bit with Christopher Buckle, one of my favorite episodes personally. He talked about, you know, some tips like, you know, with concealer and mm-hmm. foundation, but I really wish we could have gotten into it a little bit more with him. But Jen and I were talking about this, and Jen, you actually had some great tips that you wanted to share.
I did, and I got really excited because I used to work at Prevention Magazine, and our readers were 50 plus. That was like who we spoke to. So I interviewed makeup artists all the time about this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I immediately thought to reach out. I'm going to bring it down for just a second.
It's okay.
I immediately thought to reach out to Cindy Joseph. So yeah. She was this woman that I met like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. She was a makeup artist that started her own makeup line called Boom by Cindy Joseph for like baby boomers. She just is full of life and tips. She's also a model, beautiful gray hair.
She's beautiful.
So I pull up her email and I was like, oh, I wonder if this is still her email. And I Googled her name just to double check. And I found her obituary in the New York Times. And she just passed away at the end of July. I think it was from soft tissue sarcoma. And I just want to say she was a freaking light and a blessing and beautiful woman. And her line is really good. So, you know, my condolences to her family. And I just really
She's very respected in the industry.
Yeah.
I never got the chance to work with her, but I... You know, I've always known of her and her tips and her area of expertise.
And so I don't know if this is weird, but I found an old interview I had done with her. And I just wanted to like, I feel like she would like this. Like I wanted to just pull out a couple of the best tips that she had given me. So this isn't fresh reporting, but in honor of Cindy, a couple tips. So eye makeup, she was not a fan of heavy eye makeup. She always looked great in her pictures, but eyebrow pencil, she was a fan of. The thing about eyebrows is they like frame your face and you immediately look younger because only young people have full, thick eyebrows.
That's a good tip.
Eyebrow pencil, eyebrow pencil, eyebrow pencil. Mascara too, but everybody already knows that. Then her big thing, and this was the line was based on, was cream. I think Christopher talked about this too. A lot of women who are 60 plus probably started using makeup when the textures were very different and are very used to a powder blusher, a powder to set your makeup. Powders are drying. The skin is already textured. You're adding more texture. Powder has texture. It's just a recipe for looking like dry and flaky sort of.
Yeah.
And it settles into lines more. So she was a big fan of cream colors for when it comes to, you don't really need foundation, you know, like a little concealer, but blush. Cream blush was like her big thing. And those little sticks that she had, the Boom ones, they're like a little like multi-purpose tint.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the last thing that she was always clear on with me, color. So pink. Because a lot of women see like a brick red and a mauve and a purple and they all look cool and interesting. Pink is the color of youth and health and what your skin, no matter what your skin tone, black, golden, you know, Asian, Hispanic, white, pink brings that flush of like youthfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid of pink creamy products, especially on your cheeks.
Nice.
I think that was it.
Those are some good tips.
I wrote down cream, because she would always like preach that to me. And I hope they help anybody. I mean, that's true. Those tips work for
a lot
of people.
Those work for all ages. If you want to look fresh, youthful, and I think like very modern.
Yeah. And I don't know. Think of Cindy when you try them out.
Thank you. Thank you, Jen. You know we're big fans of Beauty Pie, the company founded by Marcia Kilgore, guest on episode 71. She also created Bliss Labs and FitFlop. So listen up because we're doing a giveaway deal with them and you're going to get a free mascara.
Okay, in case you don't know what Beauty Pie is, basically they offer their members luxury cosmetics and skincare at wholesale factory prices. And they tell you exactly what you're paying for, like the cost of raw materials, how much goes towards safety testing, marketing, shipping, all that good stuff. As you know, my favorite lip liner in the whole world, just to give you an example, it's their lip liner, Wonder Gel Lip Liner. Reckless Red is my shade. It's $3.30. Which is insane because a regular retail price, it would be $19, but you're getting like the wholesale factory price.
That's awesome. So they also have nail polishes, all kinds of makeup and skincare. And for example, Beauty Pie Super Retinol Serum with Vitamin C, love it, is only $9.28, while non-members pay $95.
That's crazy. So do you guys want the freebie? Here's the deal. Go to beautypie.com, sign up for their three-month membership. It's $10 a month. At checkout, use the code FATMASCARA. You get a free wide-eye mascara with your first order. It's a great mascara. It's like made at all the labs where all the fancy stuff is made. Retail price would have been $24, but you get it for free. Also, with your membership, you get access to all these wholesale prices, which is amazing.
So we know this is a lot of info, so you can just go to our blog, fatmascara.com, and we'll put the giveaway info and code there too. But one more time, to sign up for your membership so you have access to luxury beauty at factory prices and get your free mascara, go to beautypie.com and enter code FATMASCARA at the checkout.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Whoa. I wish you guys could hear what we were just talking about, because we were just chewing the fat, getting some juicy gossip with Jackie J. So many stories to tell. Yeah, we're here with Jackie J of Natch Butte. Honey. Honey.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We're fans.
I'm toe-to-toe with Jackie J right now. She is an actress. She was on Studio 60 of the Sunset Strip, Inherent Vice. Wow, classy. You're the Worst, a comedian and member of the Upright Citizens Brigade, plus she's the competition.
Yeah, that's right.
She's got the podcast Natch Butte. She launched it in 2017, and she is here, and she is cracking us up.
Welcome.
Already.
You know, like in... Y'all know in Wayne's World when they go backstage to Alice Cooper and they drop to their knees and they say, "We're not worthy." That's how I feel.
Oh, no, we're not worthy.
Now.
I think about that all the time, that scene. I feel that way all the time with people.
Yeah, that movie is one of my favorites ever.
It's so funny.
Worthy.
I'm telling you, I'm honored to be the least qualified human y'all have ever interviewed on
Oh,
here.
No, I can tell you honored. Who that is after the show.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, now I can't wait. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be in New York City.
Oh, we're going to talk about your little New York jaunts.
Yeah.
But we want to know, for people who haven't listened to Natch Butte, I mean, I don't know who you are, but please stop and download right away so you can listen to it right after this interview. How did your podcast Natch Butte come about?
So in LA, especially in the comedy scene, it's very chic to start a podcast these days. I think it's just a lot easier. People think, oh, you know, I won't write a pilot. I'll just record myself, whatever. So I had been, everyone was like, you should do one forever, for years. And I just kept guesting on them and having fun and going home. But finally I said, fine, I'll start one. But I didn't want it to be just another, like, comedian talking to comedians about whatever, and there's no structure, which is great. If you're that interesting, honey, great for you. But I was like, I want to talk about something. What's something I love to talk about? And I had a few ideas, and one of them was beauty, because I am a former Southern beauty queen, child beauty queen.
I have so many questions.
From the 90s in Texas. And I've just always been that person that people come up to, or friends, or my sorority sisters when I lived in a house with 72 women, like in Austin. Like, oh my God, can you help me with my lashes? Or, oh, what lip do you think? And so it's just, it would be fun to talk about that with somebody not professionals like y'all. So it's a very yin and yang of Fat Mascara. You know, it's like a comedy, like just somebody who's really excited but doesn't really know a lot about it, and we learn together and we have fun. And so that's what Natch Butte is, and that's why I'm here, baby.
Now, you have so many great guests in your show. I just recently listened to the Joey Maloof one. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
Oh my God, isn't he amazing?
Oh my God, I was really jealous that you guys were hanging out. I felt like it was just kind of like a, like you just have like a good like gab sesh. I feel like you're, it's like friends. You know, it's like you just feel like you're with like two friends.
Yeah, I mean, I just real quick want to say that this show, Fat Mascara, I am such a big fan of. And I feel like every episode I learned something. And like, I'm telling you, the Christopher Buckle episode literally changed my life.
It's one of our faves.
Literally changed my life.
He shamed
me into wearing concealer mascara every day. But I should be. You know? He's right.
It was like shit you need to be told.
I'm not saying that.
Please don't send me the tweets. But like...
Right.
You know, everyone's gorgeous.
It makes sense what he said. And it really resonated with me.
Even my husband was like laughing, and we kind of like joke around, like when like we just always like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your mother tell you that? Like after like someone who's like, everyone's beautiful. You know, it's like,
we are, but a little concealer and mascara every day ain't gonna hurt.
He's so funny. I know. I got that same vibe actually from your conversation with Joey.
Yeah.
But I want to know, you've interviewed so many people. Who has been your favorite guest?
Oh, that's such a hard question, because, you know, a lot of the guests are my good friends. Basically, I was like working through my friend circle, and then I started getting more professional MUAs or indie brand owners, or, you know, comedians I don't know personally but have friends I know. So that's a hard question. I think my favorite episode ever is when I talked with Darcy Carden, who's an actress. She's on The Good Place on NBC and Broad City. And she basically, I just said, give me your makeup bag. And I went through it and was just pulling out these old, crusty. and I was like, how old is this? She's like, I think it's like 6 years. I'm like, no. I drop kicked him across the room. I'm like, why don't you go over to Kristen Bell's house and get her Clé de Peau out and stop using this seven-year-old, like, crappy,
people's
powdery crap.
Bags are disgusting.
But it's so intimate. And I think that's my favorite thing on Nash Butte is I love asking people, what are you buying and why? Because there's so much to it. It's not just, I like it. It's like, well, I've been using it for 8 years and I don't know why. I just buy it. It's like, honey, there's something better out there that suits your needs or that suits your values, you know. But I just think that's so interesting. I love
still laughing at Kristen Bell's Clé de Peau.
I love her too.
You know she's got that Clé de Peau.
She's got that Clé de Peau.
Oh yeah, she has some endorsement deal. I saw her on some commercial
looking
recently.
Inside someone's bag, you learn a lot about them. Like you
sure
said
do.
What has surprised you that you've learned, maybe not about a guest but even about the beauty industry, like that you were new to the world, like behind the scenes?
Oh my,
what's the thing that surprised you the most about the world that we live in every day?
The issue with shade inclusion of makeup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I mean, being a white woman, I've never, ever thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finding out that, like, the concealer I love only comes in 4 colors, and there aren't enough colors for any other people to not wear them. I mean, I was like, are you fucking kidding me, man? And now I can't unsee it. And I find a brand I love, and I'm obsessed with it, and then I'm like, I can't talk about it on Nash Butte. There's only 6 shades in there. It's just not enough. It's just they don't have enough. And some indie brands I kind of give a little bit of a break to because they're still developing shades. But if you're a big old brand, get your act together.
Totally.
Rihanna set the bar. 40 shades.
Yeah.
Or keep walking.
It is surprising in this day and age.
I'm telling you. And that the other thing would probably be the animal testing, which I know y'all have had. The Leaping Bunny Lady was in here. I loved that episode.
You really do your research.
I'm a fan, honey. I told
thank you.
You.
Yes, yeah. Compassion.
I told
so,
you.
So, nice segue. You focus very, very much on cruelty-free beauty. So, can you tell me, like, where'd that come from?
Yeah, well, the very first episode of Nash Butte was basically me having a meltdown over what I didn't know. Because, as y'all both know, and maybe the listeners know if you listen to that episode, is that the laws are so shady. And the way they label things and tell us what's going on, they like to keep us in the dark.
Yeah.
But once you figure it all out, it's pretty crazy. So that first episode, I didn't know. I was still using Benefit, you know, certain products at brands from the drugstore and things like that. And I was like, oh, it says cruelty-free on their website, but it's not because of China and the laws in China, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But just finding out the parent companies of things really, I mean, Burt's Bees is owned by Clorox.
Oh,
I mean, are you kidding me?
I forget that real people.
That's dark, man. That's dark.
I mean, it's not dark if they keep it separate and they do it right.
Yes, yes, yes.
But
for some reason, I see them like two jugs.
Duped.
They're mixing the bleach and they're mixing the chapstick.
We've been to their labs, too.
Yeah, we went to North Carolina, to their labs. Yeah.
But, cool. Was there any bleach? Did you see any bleach?
I personally didn't see
no,
any
No, but
bleach.
Their recycling bins are insane. Like, you couldn't throw out anything there. It was like
oh,
8
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I was like, okay, I got to take this part off of this and put it here and there. So that was good.
We
they
all
did,
need to
they,
be like that.
They did serve us. That was when they had Kim there and it was all vegan meals, right?
Yeah,
Kim
yeah.
Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I had like indigestion for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Listen, I try. I'm aspiring vegan.
Those vegan farts will get you.
Aspiring vegan.
They'll get you, man.
Thank you.
They will get you.
Longtime listeners know my deal with broccoli. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would love. I tip my hat to you. I really do. I haven't made the full jump, but
yeah.
I love that you are using your platform to talk about cruelty-free beauty so much. I think it's fantastic.
Well, it's crazy, as y'all know. I mean, so much gets eliminated.
Yeah.
You know,
no, it's
not.
True. It's
but
true.
It's kind of helpful. It's sort of like what I tell people about the grocery store. It's like, I can only go down 2 aisles. It makes shopping a lot easier.
Yeah. What do you mean so much gets eliminated? Meaning that crosses off a bunch of brands for
yes.
you? So you won't try or use or talk about brands that even sell in China because of
no.
them. So there you go.
Keep
that
walking.
Leaks a lot.
Yeah.
And then what are your other like guidelines of like, this passes Jackie's test?
Well, I try to only use vegan products. It's very difficult. The carmine, the beeswax, the lanolin.
Oh, you try to do no beeswax even?
I try.
Okay.
But you know what? Y'all, if the vegans want to read me to filth, it's hard, honey. We all know. Yeah, yeah. So, like, today I went to the Glossier showroom while I'm in New York.
Oh, yeah. I love this. Like, okay, tell me what
you... Glossier, what a great company. I mean, female founded, a female venture capitalist firm funded the company. I mean, women power. And their makeup has a vibe. Everybody in there was cute. Everybody looked like Chloe, your intern. They were cute and fresh-faced.
Hey, Chloe.
Everybody looked cute. But, you know, they have some... They have beeswax and lanolin and carmine in a good amount of the products. They have stuff that isn't. But I was having fun. I was like, you know what? I'm in New York. I'm going to put boy brow on, bitch.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, they're feathered to filth.
Your brows look amazing.
But it's that beeswax.
Feathered to filth is my new brow statement.
Feathered to filth. Yeah. It's the beeswax that keeps that
that gives
that
a lift
volume
to the hairs. Yeah.
I'm telling you, what else? What do
but
we
as long
have?
As you're honest with your listeners about it and you're honest with yourself,
yes.
I like that.
So, I try. Sometimes I get really caught up in the moment and I buy something and then I get home and I go, oh, I didn't check the ingredients. And then I probably won't really give it a lot of time, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, friggin' Anastasia, like all those pals and Orvina pal just came out, everybody's flipping out. Carmine.
Do you think that the brands and or customers are like becoming more evolved? Like, I like to think that change happens slowly. It just makes me feel better that like, maybe that I'm just comforting myself, but that, you know, change happens incrementally.
Yes.
Do you think that we are moving in the right direction?
Yes.
Or, okay, that's...
Yes.
Do you have listeners saying you've changed my
yes.
mind or you've opened me up?
That's yes, good. That's the best part of all, I think.
You are all of us, Jackie.
You just got to vote with your wallet. And I really feel like if everybody said, you know what? No, China. I'm not supporting that. Eventually, they would have to change the law. Mm-hmm. They would have to stop with the animal testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If everyone just said, no, thank you. I'm walking out. I'm going to buy something. I'm going to buy Cover FX instead
or
whatever.
Government might be doing that for us with tariffs.
That's right. Yeah.
So we
yeah.
might not be selling in China soon
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Can I back us up for a second and
please.
Talk about beauty pageants?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Okay. So I'm picturing you. I don't know why I think that you had a flipper, but I'm sure you
oh
did. You were like tiaras and tots and whatnot.
I wasn't that bad.
Tell us about your pageant days.
Okay. So basically, I was a singer. And in dance class, my really good friend's grandma was like a pageant coach, and she was way high up in the pageant world, my friend. So they
what
were
does
like,
it mean to be way high up
I
in
mean,
the
like,
pageant world?
All the crowns,
feels
all
like
the sashes.
Dianetics or something.
Yeah.
Way
I mean,
high up.
You know, it means
Grand
master
of pageant.
You run the circuit, you know, you run the circuit. Every year you go to this one,
it's
everybody
not
knows
better.
You. And, have y'all seen Little Miss Sunshine? That movie was very triggering to me because that was me. I was the one who didn't have the money and the sponsors and the dresses.
Yeah.
I did it because of the singing, and my parents were kind of, they were divorced. Like, they were like, well, fine, you know. They're like, well, Jackie needs a really nice dress, and my mom would take me to, like, you know, Target or whatever. Mm. So I'd rock my Target dress, don't get it twisted, but, like, these girls get custom crystal gowns and, like, crazy stuff.
Yeah, I could believe that.
So, you know, it was all about the talent for me. But, I mean, I was tortured physically. Like, my mom...
But you wore, like, full-on beauty products like a woman would, but
my
as a girl.
My mom would nair my mustache. I know, it's... Listen, love you, Mom. But this is Texas. This is Southern. My mom is a beauty... my mother is a rodeo queen. This is daily life for her. She's like, oh, we got to get that stash off.
How old are
we
you
got
about?
Eight. We got to get those brows taken care of. Listen, I'm not condoning it, but this is the truth, okay? My mom would give me perms herself in the kitchen with the windows closed.
Oh, my God.
I learned early, beauty is
pain.
Yeah. It sure can be.
But look, it gave you the beauty bug.
No, I'm telling you, it is what it is. The 90s in Texas were a different time.
So you like laugh when you think of now. It's like the pendulum has swung so far the other way. I do think about that.
My parents think I'm a... my sister is a vegetarian. She's been one since she was like 12. And then when I went vegan 8 years ago, like they think they failed as parents. Like they're like, what are you talking about? Like they think we're crazy.
But she's a rodeo queen. So
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, listen. The South, what can I say?
What was your song? What was your
crazy Patsy Cline.
Oh, I love
it. Patsy Cline.
They call me Little Patsy at the Opry, down by the Opry.
Did you perform at the
Smell of Nair and Perm Solution?
The Garland Opry.
Oh, okay.
Garland, Texas.
Oh, not like the Grand Ole Opry.
I've never been to that one.
Oh,
but
my
God. If they want me to do a night there,
that is
I'll prepare something.
Funny. Okay, so... Tell me, like, do brands send you a bunch of products? Like, how are you trying things out? How are you?
I am very grateful when I get sent things because on paper, I'm not super known. You know, my Instagram, you know, they're sending baddies with followers. 200K and up. So, I mean, listen, I'm happy with my following, and thanks for following me if you follow me, but to them,
follow
it's
Jackie J.
garbage. You know, to them, they don't, you know, Wet n Wild ain't going to sniff out 12K, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I get on the radar of brands through all kinds of ways, either somebody who works there listens to an attribute or hears about me, or I tag them in one of my photos and then they kind of check me out and DM me, or Indie Beauty Expo has probably been the biggest help. Which is where I met you.
I know, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I heard your voice before I saw you, and I was like, that's Jackie. It was like my ears perked up like a dog.
Well, my voice does carry. It's been an issue my whole life.
Little Patsy.
Yes, little Patsy.
And you were wearing the most amazing faux fur pink coat. Who made that coat?
You know what? That's an absolute secret. Because listen, I it's my one thing.
Okay, fine.
But I did.
I saw a Tibby one for you this season. I've already got it picked
out. Cool.
Give it to you, but I'm not going to tell y'all. Just because everybody's going to get it.
Okay,
it's my thing.
Respect. But it's my thing.
So you're getting free product. Freebies.
Yeah.
But you buy a lot of stuff too,
yes,
I imagine.
Yes.
Wait, what was the counter that I saw you at?
Source Fatale.
Yes. And
I love them.
I was like, crying laughing because I heard her like, she's like, I'm like not going to imitate your accent, right? So I'm not going to embarrass myself. I was like, I just want to bathe myself in Source Fatale. Like,
yeah.
She was just like, I was like, the voice is funny.
I love their serum.
And like what she was saying was funny. And it was just like,
can you imagine bathing in serum? How
it was, no, you said it funnier.
Like, you'd be very floaty too.
Oh, yeah.
<You're> like,
yeah. So, on top of all the stuff you're trying that people are sending, you're going to conventions and getting samples.
Yep.
Like, how much are you spending on beauty products? Because you talk about a lot of products on your show.
Yeah.
And test a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, this year has been a lot. I've pulled back a lot because I don't need to buy anything anymore. Like, I'm beginning, you know what I mean?
Your accountant's like, this isn't deductible, Jackie.
I was VIB Rouge last year.
Oh, okay.
So you know how that is.
She leveled up.
But this year, I'm just VIB.
Oh, you get the Rouge level.
I mean, because I don't need it.
Okay. Right.
I don't need it, you know?
What kinds of treatments do you get?
Let's see.
Your skin's looking good. Your hair looks good.
Listen, I've been schlepping around New York all day.
You don't look it. It's very hot and disgusting in New York today.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Sorry.
It's disgusting.
We apologize on behalf of our city.
No, it's okay. Listen, that's the charm of the city. You know, you're like walking and you're like feeling good, and then you catch like a whiff of
shit,
like a dead body.
It's happening lately. It's so hot that I think
a lot of
people
urine
are pooping themselves.
A lot of urine too. I smelled a lot of urine.
It's
today.
The dog urine. It's the pee urine. But I think like people throw their dog shit in the garbage cans,
and
it's
then
so
the
hot.
Sun hits it.
The sun hits it. Whew.
Yeah.
There you go. Bam. It's right in the air. Then bam. It's right in your face.
But what's that smell of? Like, it does smell like a corpse. What is that?
It might actually be a corpse. Welcome to New York, baby.
Oh, I'm
honey.
Telling you. I'm telling you. The Big Apple, baby. The Big Apple. What'd you ask me? I forgot.
Treatment.
Yeah, like your hair is shiny. Like you have red hair. Like red hair can go so badly.
Oh. Well,
and
honey, let me
good.
Tell you something. I want to raise a wand to Overtone, honey.
What's that?
Overtone?
Tell us.
What is it?
Acting like y'all don't know.
No, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
I feel like it's like an Olaplex type of thing.
Overtone is pigmented conditioners that will redeposit pigment on your colored hair.
Is it a brand or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I need it.
So many colors.
Oh
you, well, your hair's not color treated, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I had to start dying like a year and a half ago. I went very, very gray.
Oh, my grays are coming for me so hard. You know what? It is what it is. But they have every color. I'm talking pink, purple, red, orange, brown.
How often are you overtoning?
All you do, so there's two different ones. They have a weekly mask and then they have a daily conditioner. If you just, I'm telling you, so because of my hair, I color it red. I've been coloring it for 20 years. It'll slowly start to fade. The red will fade. I do the weekly mask and it's like I just did my hair at the salon. It's fantastic.
And your colorist
it has changed
is okay
everything.
With it?
Oh, yeah. She just did my roots the other day.
And she's not like, oh, you changed the tone because you're...
No.
That's good because sometimes they get mad at you when you use these products. So,
Overtone.
We're going to
have
to check it out.
I love it.
It's vegan.
You got to talk about redhead life. She thinks she was born a redhead.
Yeah. So like, why did you think that you needed to become a redhead 20 years ago? Because you're quite young. So I imagine you started dyeing your
13.
Hair.
13.
Ooh.
So you just.
I told you my mom was down with it, you know. I feel like most people's parents would be like, you can't color your hair until you're 18 or whatever. I don't know, maybe. Well, I think it was The Little Mermaid. That movie, I watched it over and gateway, over and gateway over.
Gateway drug
yes.
to the redheads.
And I was just like, I think that's who I am.
Was and it the song? Like the, yeah, the, yeah. the she
when
sang
she
and
goes,
all that?
Part of your world and like swirls
beautiful
up.
Beautiful voice.
No, little that was, Patsy. I'm not even warmed up.
I have to, anybody that can even carry
little
a tune, I'm
Patsy
impressed.
Patsy in the building. Blah, blah, blah. but I just, first I said, I want to color my hair. And my mom was like, eh, I don't know. Because my real hair is deep. It's like Jen's, a deep brown.
Okay.
So I started pouring sun in all over my head.
We've been there.
Which, you know, it works. So then my hair sort of turned this like kind of coppery color. And then my mom was like, well, we got to fix this
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it was like Angela Chase, like on the my so-called yeah. live pilot when they color her hair. And she's like, I'm a new person. That
I,
yeah.
wanted that, I wanted that hair so bad.
Me
yeah,
too.
So cool.
Yeah.
I went the manic panic route. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
let's talk about your look on stage. You're a comedian too.
Yeah, yeah.
So like... What we learned about the Desperate Housewives look last week. What's the comedian look? Because I feel like sometimes women who are in comedy are meant to not look as beautiful
yes.
for some reason. What's that about?
You know, I've talked about this with several. Amanda Seales, Eliza Schlesinger. Both of those two are at the very top of the game in regards to stand-up. We talked about this. And I don't know. I was told by a female teacher at UCB once... just downplay your figure, downplay things. And I think what all it is just because we're all part of the male gaze at this point, and we've all been kind of conditioned to see people like that or mm-hmm. women like that. So for me personally, if I'm in the audience and a woman comes out and she's just, you know, beat to filth, I immediately, I want to go, oh my God, what highlight is that? Oh damn, those jeans are so cute. They mm-hmm. fit her so good. Like it kind of distracts me, mm-hmm. but I feel it would be the same if somebody came out, you know, covered in dirt wearing burlap pants. So
right.
that's really just saying we notice what people are doing with themselves, you know?
So it's not the beauty thing. It's just the like, you're not looking average right now. You want them to look average so you can pay attention to what they're
right,
saying.
Right, right, right. But I also feel it doesn't matter. Look cute. Look however you feel resonates you the best.
I feel like Whitney Cummings always looks like a babe. Mm-hmm. Like
well,
is she
the
like
skin, honey? The skin.
Her skin is
yeah.
like outrageous. But like her makeup is always beautiful.
Yeah.
I also heard she's like 5 years older than you think she is.
She's been around for a long time.
She's from Philly, and I know all the Philly connections back in the day.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know how people change their ages, right? In LA.
Well, it's what's so funny is that Whitney Cummings has always had to defend her age because she's like, I'm
Why?
Sorry I look 40, I'm 34 or whatever.
But I feel like she's
really?
50 and look 40.
Well, I don't know. I have friends that have worked with her and they're like, we know the truth. That's her real age.
And she bathes in sorts
of
the
towel. You think that she's younger than
she's however old she says she is, that's
is
how old
age.
She is.
People in Philly are like, no, she's actually like 5 years older. But then she moved
to
LA and restarted.
But it's like Beyonce. Beyonce's
who's,
young.
Who might be Solange's mother, according to the
I
interwebs.
I mean, you know.
Oh, please.
I know.
All I will say is money is the best lotion.
It's true.
The
oh, my God. It's like that meme.
Is the best
is that like your thing? Can we say that? Who said
it's not my thing. Chris Rock said it on Howard Stern, and then I took it from him.
We're going to take
there
it from
There was a
you.
Meme yes. with, what's his face? Elon Musk. They show like him.
Yes.
And Grimes.
With,
yes.
There's like a side-by-side of him like a long time ago, and
yeah.
now... Him now. I mean, he's still not
it
like
said,
a
no
looker.
One's ugly. That people are just poor. Or
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Let's say thing with Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I mean, she looked fine before.
Anything else the beauty industry can be doing for the people? For
well,
you?
Like I said, shade inclusion.
Shade.
And
excellent.
The animal testing would be great.
Okay. Right. There's a California law that's
mm-hmm.
up for a vote. So that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I got tagged a lot in that
yeah.
on Instagram.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some other questions for you. I think like let's just go down to breast tacks here.
Let's get down to breast tacks.
You make me laugh. Just like talking to you.
Yeah, man.
So like what, since you're like on the ground reporting, like
yeah.
what product do we need to try that we have not heard of? Because, like,
oh,
we don't know
shit.
Everything.
I mean...
We didn't know about Overtone.
I can't believe that.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. Are we a fan of under-eye patches here?
Depends.
I don't use them all the time because sometimes I feel like when I take them off, I feel, like, weird.
How so?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm taking tape off my skin. It doesn't
feel
good.
Oh, interesting. Well, that depends on the, you know, there are jelly-ish
ones.
I
like the Elemis ones. Those are really nice.
I don't know that.
The Borghese ones
sounds
are very
French.
Nice.
Oh. Is it French?
It's English.
Okay.
Borghese is Italian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which ones do you like?
Well, I have a new favorite. Wander Beauty. Do y'all know Wander
Beauty?
Oh, yeah.
They've been on the podcast.
Yeah, Lindsay was on the podcast.
Yes. And her co-founder, whose name I can't remember. But anyway.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can see this is the brain on this one over here.
Mm-hmm. That was like 104 episodes ago. So.
But you know what? It's your baby. Give birth every week. Mm-hmm. You know all your babies.
So you like their... Oh, they just came out with those under eye patches.
They're called baggage claim.
Aren't they gold or something?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You feel like Heidi Klum with those on. I'm telling you... They are sticky like a tape. They're not jelly, which at first kind of threw me, but I guess because they're like taped on your face, they just suck right in. I took those off and I looked like a newborn baby. I looked like a baby fresh out of mommy's womb that they're wiping the fluid off, cutting the cord. I was so impressed with them.
I don't think you're going to be in their commercial anytime soon.
But that's what I'm saying. I tell it like it is.
You should write copy.
Oh, that's good.
I kind of do.
Somebody tell us, like please. All three of us. Three for the price of one. Yeah. So under eye patches, we got to get on that.
I'm a fan of those.
What else? What else?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Pretend we're going through your bag.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Y'all, obviously oil cleanse. You know all about that.
Yeah.
I've tried so many, and the one I just keep buying is Michelle. You know Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Whole Foods brand. I mean, like a price point. You can get it there. Not that Whole Foods makes it. Their oil is my fave. Okay? It breaks down that eye makeup. There are some oils that they kind of get it off, but you look in the mirror and you're still seeing some remnants. You got a little of that gray, like kind of Lord Voldemort eye going... This Michelle will clean it all. It eats your makeup. I don't know how she does it.
I don't think she's the person, Michelle.
She is.
She might be.
Oh, there is a Michelle.
I don't know if her name is Michelle, but there is a woman.
Okay, we're going to look into this.
I met her, and I can't remember.
Like at Indie Beauty or something.
I met her at a beauty summit kind of thing.
See, look, you're teaching us.
I'm going all over the place, okay?
Okay, hit us with one more.
So I love that one. It's called the Michelle. I think it's Perfect C Cleansing, but I don't know why, because I don't think there's vitamin C in it, but it has Tamanu oil, which smells delicious. I love it. I can't get enough, if I'm being
honest. You take like a little cheeky sip in the morning?
Oh, my. I want to.
Could. It's real natural.
A few of them fingers in there. Okay, what else? We talked about Overtone. We talked about...
Wander. We talked about my show.
Have y'all tried the Ronavat Botanics Jasmine Tonique?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Please.
A face mist can't get past me. I love a mist. I carry them in my bag.
Mist, like me.
I carry one in my bag at all times. The one I have with me right now is the Glossier one because I felt it appropriate being in New York.
Yes, very.
But this, it smells so good. It makes your whole nose just... light up, and then you're like, well, I got a pep in my step now.
This is the Ronavat.
Yes, and she's an indie brand, but she's in Nordstrom, and she's in Barney's, I believe, and she's in Neiman's.
Okay.
So she's slaying it, but I met her Indie Beauty Expo.
I got to test my theory on you then.
Yeah.
Do you like dogs or cats?
Well, I'm ambidextrous, but dogs.
Okay.
I'm a dog owner.
My theory holds. I say people who like face mists are dog people.
Interesting.
And cat people do not like face mists. And I would say more than... look at Jess rolling her
eyes. Wait, you don't like face mists?
I think they should only be used on attackers.
Okay, we'll get into this on Attribute.
So my theory continues to hold. It's not scientific, but thank you for sharing.
Very interesting. I'm a dog person, yeah.
Any animal person's welcome here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How interesting.
Last question.
Thank you for sharing.
Any cat would like a mist to that Ronavat.
No, cats don't like mists.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't mist your animals.
Okay,
that was
please
a joke.
Don't spray anything on
don't
your cat.
Don't spray anything on that.
Oh, last question's a good one.
Okay, so what do you wish that we ask that we had not?
Yeah, what should we have asked you that we didn't ask you?
Oh, shit.
Deep.
Oh, we're getting crazy now. Well, you asked me how Attribute started.
Hmm.
You asked me...
Or do you need to set the record straight on anything that your listeners are always questioning?
Did you get any, like, hate texts?
I get them from time to time, but, you know, if that means people are listening.
Okay.
You get it.
Yeah.
You know? If you didn't get a single email, then that would mean no one's hearing you. So if you want to tell me something I did incorrect or you didn't agree with, go ahead and hit send if you want. You know, if that makes you feel better, hit send, baby. Okay? Oh.
Got it.
I wanted y'all to ask me my signature lip.
Okay.
Because there are a ton of lipsticks out there. There's a ton of brands out there.
Jackie J, what's your signature lip?
I'm so happy you asked me, Jen. Oh, my God. Have y'all ever heard of the lip bar?
I haven't.
Wow, I'm blowing y'all's mind.
Yeah.
These fancy
Cross
beauty pie editors.
Is great. Yeah.
Okay, so the lip bar is available at Target.
Okay.
The woman who founded the company, Melissa Butler, is a woman of color. She was on Shark Tank and got rejected because Mr. Wonderful said nobody's going to want to wear colorful lips.
I know what it is now. Okay.
She's vegan, all vegan. My favorite color is As If. I'm wearing it right now. It's like a pink.
Yeah, it's really.
I love the formula. I love the colors. I love the story of the company. And I'm always saying, vote with your wallet if you support women entrepreneurship, if you support women of color entrepreneurship. Check out the lip bar, and they're really affordable, and they're great,
That's
and they're
good
easy
one.
To get. Go
As
to Target,
if
baby.
Is your color.
It's a cute
As
name.
If yeah, I know As all if. The names are cute. I'm telling you, it's killing it with the formula.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
you schooled us a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm friggin' shocked, honestly. Like I thought I'd be like, have you ever heard of Rana? I'd be like, oh yes, I rode horses with the founder through the lavender fields in the Himalayas last week. I was like, oh yep. So I'm actually shocked.
But if someone wants to take three of us horseback riding with the founder of a beauty company, we will be there.
I'll be there.
This was so much fun.
And we're going to have more fun on Natch Butte.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right. And we got to, like, reminder again.
Go
over to Natch Butte next week to hear Jess and I. But for now, we have Jackie J here. And that was awesome. Thank you so much.
You know, all the beauty YouTubers do collabs. And that's, like, the
cross,
fun thing to
do.
And here we are. We're cross-podding.
Jackie J,
and we love it.
Fat Mascara. Or Natch Butte. X Fat Mascara.
Yes.
Love it.
Love.
I was thinking Natch Mascara, Fat Butte.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat Butte.
Fat
There's
Butte.
Our episode title.
Fat Butte. Mwah. Bye. Good.
Bye. In honor of Jackie, who brought so much energy and spunk, I feel like I need to sing the intro to Raise a Wand. It's time to raise a wand.
You sound just as good as Jackie.
I so don't. She sounds like Patsy Cline. Her voice is amazing. Anyway, why don't you start us off? What are you raising a wand to this week, Jess?
I've got to wipe the corners of my mouth.
She's still eating those chips.
Those chips were amazing. Those kettle.
You are not raising a wand to kettle cooked chips.
No, I'm not. I'm not kettle cooked. I'm not. Okay. So, Jen, do you remember how, like, crusty and dry my skin was in Las Vegas?
Oh, you actually look textured. It was weird. It was very dry, yes.
I had textured skin.
You did.
It was like my foundation got, like, all caught up. Like, my skin looked like a map.
I thought you had, like, tissue paper on under your eye, but it was, like, a flaky piece from freaking Vegas.
I'd never seen my skin like that in my entire life. Well, for like 3 days after, I wore nothing but Clark's Botanicals Deep Moisture Mask.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Like, you know, close listeners of the pod will also know that it's a favorite of Serge Normand. It's like basically the most hydrating cream you can ever put on your face. Your skin will just drink it up. You can put it on for 10 minutes and then tissue it off, or you can sleep with it and use it as like an overnight mask. I'm such a fan of this that, like, I've been using it. My skin gets getting a little dry between the heat and the AC and the this and that. And just, like, being a little – so my skin gets a little cranky sometimes. This just calms it down, and we go back to zero. We go back to reset.
Like, back to baby skin.
Back to baby skin. It just is, like – it takes it back to – back. It doesn't, like, exfoliate or anything in a way mm-hmm. that you feel like, oh, this is, like, a commitment. You know, there's no, like – it's not like a no pain, no gain mask. It's just, like – let's everybody calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And if it repaired me after Vegas.
It could prepare you too, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It smells great. Very clean and fresh.
I think in summer people don't think of moisturizing, but you're right. Air
it's
conditioning.
Cool. Yeah. It feels cool. It feels nice.
That's a good one. I am raising a wand to Color Wow Dream Coat for curly hair.
Oh, you tried it.
I did. We had lunch with their founder, who was like,
Gail.
If I look like Gail when I'm 70,
God Gail now.
Bless.
My God.
That woman's beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Anyway, I had been hearing about Dream Coat for a long time, but it's one of those products where you have to do it with heat and tension, and then it smooths your hair and you don't get the frizz. But I don't want to blow dry my hair. So they came out with a curly version, and I followed her directions. She said, really saturate. And I want to say this again because I feel like we always talk about this and then forget to remind people. Hair product, Like, you have to really get it in there and on there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, every
section.
Don't
be stingy.
Don't be stingy. So I've been sectioning and spraying, and then letting it air dry. And it gives a nice, like, the fluff of a mousse almost, but without the crunch. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a serum. They're not glossy, glossy ringlets. They're just, like, soft and air dried, but they don't have any of that salty texture.
Your hair, did you use it today? Your hair does look nice.
I did. And it's much more touchable than like if you use a salt spray. Is it like photo ready? No, because you will have like a little fluffiness to it. Mm-hmm. But it's just really soft and like it's for if you don't like beach sprays almost. But
okay.
But then you get the frizz freeness of a serum, but without the serum-y feel either. It's a good product.
Nice.
Yeah. So I've been using that. I'm going to use it for the rest of the summer. Raise a
wand. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.